Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man. I'd like to put you in the love mood. So I'm going to get started with The Way You Love Me, Zydeco Trap Clutching. Love you, put you in the mood.
Reforma en que me amas. Si.
The way you love me makes me happy. Joy.
Playing in the background, The Way You Love Me, as I welcome Gullah Soul music listeners from around the world this Friday evening, November 5th, while entering the vault with the multi-instrumentalist, songwriter-composer, man of the hour, Lee Alston, Gullah Soul music from Freeport, Texas. My name is Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anaisako Design, and I can be located at www.anaisevalcour.com, and we are broadcasting to you worldwide. Ni hao, wang ying, hello and welcome in Chinese, konnichiwa, in yokoso, Japanese, so please don't get me if I butcher the Korean, and Young Hashika and Hang Young Bada. Welcome. This is your opportunity for you to cuddle up with that special loved one or you may have an eye on someone as we listen to some love, mellow music for the next hour or so. Another successful week has passed, and we thank God, first off, for the platform, and thank you for tuning in and supporting Lee and continuing to hit that follow button from your social media platforms or directly on n1m.com/LeeAlston, which is number one music. For earlier today, his profile had been viewed close to 390,000 times. Yes, 390,000 times in less than a year. I'd love to see this artist hit 500,000 or 500,000 before the end of the year. And the way you are listening and viewing, I think it can happen. I know it can happen. And with God's help, anything is possible. Everything is possible. So, ooh-wee. Yes, indeed. And maybe you're a first-time listener. Let's not make this your last time. As we enter the Love Vault, give a quick shout-out to Lee and show some love at 516-418-5857. We want to hear from you as we get our love doctor on. So invite friends over and listen together. If you want to reach out to him, you can contact Lee through email at leealston1970.la@gmail.com. You can always check him out, listen to, or even download all of Lee's music, as I said earlier, from n1m.com/LeeAlston, LeeAlston. But we'd appreciate you listening right here from the vault. Yes, sir.
Yes, y'all. This is Gullah Soul Radio, the Soulistic Music Revival, coming right at you. Hip hop, soul music. Yeah, on the strength. I say it's on the strength right now. This is Gullah Soul Music.
Yes, sir. Love that promo. I think even the promo even got to number one. But first, we're going to hear a song called Dance of a Lifetime. And I'll describe, or Lee will describe after, once we hear this wonderful song.
May I have to dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you. You're the one gets for me.
Checking me out for a while. Is it my guitar riff or my Gullah Soul style? Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be my eye color or the fact I'm 1970 soul brother? Imagine me your husband, 100% every man. So woman, will you take my hand? It's got to be in the master's plan. So don't worry, soul woman, you got Lee. It was your beauty, your charm that caught me. I picked you out of a crowd. Within my soul, I was shouting loud. You stepped to me and said hello. Gave me a smile, then you walked through the door. Bell started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing, and it sounded like a new jam swing. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
You're the one gets only you.
Damn. commitment for life when I hit the floor. So many things on my mind that day. When the preacher said, repeat what I say. My mind said, stop, press rewind. Reminiscing my tripping on a moment in time. I remember the day I first saw your face. Your soul glow, you lit up the place. I knew right then I had to know your name. I was hoping you felt the same. You stepped to me, said hello, gave a smile, then walked through the door. Bells started ringing in my mind. Songbirds began to sing. And it sounded like a new jack swing. Yeah, yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance with me.
Nobody else but you.
For a lifetime.
Tell the world yes, only you.
Come on.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
Yeah.
Tell the world yes, only you.
Yeah.
May I have this dance with you for a lifetime?
Dance for a lifetime.
Nobody else but you.
To share your lifetime with? Who are you spending your lifetime with? This evening is packed with love as we celebrate the 9th anniversary of Lee and Angie Alston, which was on yesterday, November 4th. How did you spend your anniversary, Lee? At least the details you can share with us. So Lee, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is a surprise to you from your Angie. From your wife, Angie. She wanted to surprise you this evening with a love songs and basically celebrate your anniversary on the show. So go ahead and address the worldwide listeners, Gullisol and everywhere else. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hey, everybody. Man, I'm very surprised. Yeah, man. I'm happy to be here tonight, man. It's very, very special night for me. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, sharing this joyous occasion with me and Angie on tonight. Yeah, yesterday we celebrated the 9th anniversary of being married. You know, and
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. This week has been pretty awesome, man. And Atlanta Braves won the championship. Yeah, I'm very excited about that. Yeah, man, about my Braves and you all made Ain't No Love in the City. That's one of my new songs. Hadn't hardly been on the No1Music.com barely 2 weeks. And y'all have made it number one. I want to thank all of you .com and making that song number one this week. I really appreciate it. For all my new listeners abroad here in the U.S., Canada, my new listeners over there in China, Japan, India, I really thank y'all for tuning in as well. All the other countries, man, U.K., Australia, Africa, Germany, Spain, Portugal. Italy, France, all of y'all, man, Poland, Canada. Man, I want to thank everybody worldwide, man. Much love to y'all. And I'm just in a giving mood tonight to share the love. You know, that's what the world needs more of anyway, man. City to city, coast to coast. Man, we need to love, man, and show each other some love, man. There's so much going on, man, and these days. We just need to get back to loving again so we can get back to living again. I know I say that all the time, and I'm going to keep saying it because it's the truth, man. So Lee Austin Gullah Soul Music got a whole lot of love to give y'all tonight, man. So we got a whole lot of store for y'all tonight with love songs, man. And for those of you, man, had a trying week on this week, that's okay. That's all right, because you're in the right time.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the right moment, the right folks, man. And we all up in here in your atmosphere. And so, man, y'all just tune on in, man, and kick back, lay back. And reflect on God's goodness. Reflect on the goodness of God as you listen to these love songs, man. Kick back, relax, man, because we're going to take you all on a journey tonight. You can just kick back and just mind trip with us on the love thing. You know what I'm saying? This is the love train tonight, man. So y'all just come on, man. Get on board. You might as well. You're already tuned in anyway. So just stay on in here, man, and let me spread the love to y'all tonight. Yeah, man, for sure. Yeah.
Did you read my script or something? Well, how do you know what I got planned for you tonight?
It's all love, man. I know it's going to be all good.
Yeah,
man.
We know it is. And do you want to go ahead and read us? Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Austin.
Yes, ma'am. Hello, everybody out there. We glad y'all tuned in with us. And this is a special night. I wanted to surprise my husband with this tribute to this on the show tonight. We tried to me and Miss Inez got together and got it together.
I
didn't say anything to him. I just wanted him to be surprised. So
Thank
you. Yeah, man. You are welcome. And we have a journey that I'm going to try and take you on the best way that I can kind of picture everything. The first song is about a celibacy, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 6. And you want to, I know we always discuss these songs before we go, but we got a lot of songs to get through tonight. So go ahead and talk about the vow of celibacy.
Yeah, you know, and it's good that people get a clear understanding of why these songs came about and what the meaning is. And so it's very personal as in a sense to where, you know, and making preparation meet her, to prepare myself for her, you know, basically I just had to come to a point of celibacy, you know, and just focusing on myself, getting Lee right. You know what I'm saying? And getting my mind right, getting my soul right, getting everything right, you know, so that way I can be ready for whoever was going to walk my way. And of course, she did. So that's basically what the song is about, man. You know, get into a place where, you know, you just begin to save yourself, man, for your soulmate. And so, man, that's basically what it's about. And really, it's a beautiful thing, you know, the way I look at it, you know, to be able to prepare yourself for your loved one you want to spend the rest of your life with, you know. So if we keep, you know, playing the field, this, that, and other, and dating this, that, and all this and all that, you may miss that person, you know what I'm saying? And so
I didn't want
to miss. So that's why I had to kind of buckle down and just decide to settle myself down so I could prepare myself mentally, spiritually, and physically for this woman right here. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Tailor-made.
So tonight we're going to make love. Yes. We're going to make love the topic.
Yeah.
Vow of celibacy. Here we go.
Would it be cool if I gave you roses just because?
Would it be cool
if I proposed my love to you? If I place this ring on your finger,
would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord?
Would it be cool
if I gave you roses just because?
Would it be cool
if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I placed this ring on your finger?
Would it
if we stood as one before the Lord. Marriage is a holy union between a man and a woman. And I can't give you my body until I do the right thing and stand before God, confess my love for you, and be married to you. I'm your husband, and you as my wife. That's the way it has to be.
Would it be cool if I gave you roses just because? Would it be cool?
And if I proposed my love to you?
Would it be cool
if I placed this ring on your finger?
Would it be cool
if we stood as one before the Lord? That would be cool when we do it the right way. Because you gotta understand something. I can't give you my body until I marry you. We gotta make it right before God. Yeah. Only in the beauty of holiness I can do this. And it's only if I marry to you.
It's got to be right. It's got to be right, yeah. Gotta be right, gotta be right before the Lord.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And this next song is, you know, about so, but you gotta make sure it's right before the Lord, as they said. Next song is Love Is Such a Beautiful Thing. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, love is a very beautiful thing, man, when we operate in it with unconditional love, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, being able to give, you know what I'm saying, and not be selfish, you know, and so, you know, that's basically what it's about, me giving everything I have, you know, 100% and then some, you know what I'm saying, and it's like, being able to deny, you know, myself, you know, in a sense to where, man, even if she's not feeling well, she's sick, if I, you know, you like to deny yourself some sleep every once in a while, but when you love that person, man, you know, that's what happens, that's what you do, and so, you know, and so that's really what the song is about, you know, even coming home from work, you know, or whatever like that, you know, I don't mind getting in the kitchen and doing a little something, you know what I'm saying, I don't mind doing these little things like that, you know, and so, that's basically what it is, you know, being able to share and show one another the unconditional love that we're supposed to, so that you can enjoy one another. And so, yeah, man, that's basically what it is. Your love is a beautiful thing, you know, so that's a wonderful gift, especially when we can share one another and also be able to reciprocate that as well. Yeah, man, yeah.
Okay. You want to say anything, Miss Angie? Because this is, you know, dual night.
Oh, yeah, I agree with what he's saying, you know, and I try to make sure that he doesn't have to get in the kitchen when he gets off of work. So I try to have everything prepared or wait till he gets here to start preparing, you know, depends on what it is. But like I said in one of the other shows, you know, I don't mind doing for my husband because he takes very good care of me. So.
Right, yeah. There you go. Love is such a beautiful thing, and this is such a beautiful song. Here we go.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
You know, love is a beautiful thing. And I see love all in your face right now. And it does you well to see your warm smile just light up the room. It just illuminates all around you. Yeah, love. Love is such a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad that you're my wife. I'm so glad you're in my life.
straight from my heart. And I'm gonna share with you my feelings, everything that's on my mind right now, because woman, love is a beautiful thing. And I thank God for you, because I'm so happy. So happy right now. You're my world. You're my life. You're my wife. Yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And the life that we live is so beautiful. Yeah, yeah, you and me. Yeah, we got it like that. And honey, you know, even through our ups and downs, I still see the beauty in what we have. And people can say this, they can say that. Doesn't really matter to me, because love is a beautiful thing. Oh yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And when I'm away from you, I long for your warm embrace, and for you to just whisper in my ear, Lee, I love you. Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know, when I see you come home from a hard day's work, just to see you smile, you know, it does me so well to know that you've been safe all day. God has kept you all day long, all hurt, harm, and danger. So I want you just to sit down with me and just share with me. See, I took the time to prepare you a nice dinner. Yeah, yeah, I did that for you today. Yeah. Just sit down and relax. We'll have dinner, we'll talk. We'll share with one another. We'll pray. And talk some more. Yeah, that's beautiful, baby. That's real beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing.
See how beautiful that is? It's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Making dinner for her. You know,
yeah,
taking the load
yeah.
off. You know, just simple things. It doesn't
yeah.
have to be deep. It doesn't
yeah.
have to be a lot. Just to make
right.
someone know that you're loved. That's all.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
if you follow their journey and the songs that they have, or I should say he's created, it's almost like a Bible, a musical Bible. You can live by these things, too, and you won't have no problem. Simple things.
Mm-hmm.
Just simple, simple,
yeah.
simple
yeah.
things.
That's right.
You know, this next song is taken from the song Cupid. It's called Numbers 23:19. So you want to tell us how you came on this one?
Yeah, this one, and, you know, because we're all talking about love tonight, and this one here is
mm-hmm.
Remembering the love of God, you know, and that he will never lie to us. And, you know, that's one thing that we, that's one thing we got to remember, that he would never lie to us. And so
mm-hmm.
whenever
right.
you ask him for something, believe me, man, he's going
mm-hmm.
to keep his word. So, you know, in searching for happiness and for my wife and everything else, you know, and
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. seeking him for that. And
right.
and I believe that he was going to give me her. You know what I'm saying? Whoever this woman
right,
was supposed
right.
to be, I knew that was going to be it. So he would never lie. You know what I'm saying? And so I came up with this song based upon that scripture. And so it's a real simple song, but you know, you listen to
uh-huh.
it and let it resonate, because we got to remember, man, he'll never lie to us. you know, and so that's one thing that I'm so glad that I can definitely trust in him and have faith in him because he will never lie, never. Yeah, man, he'll never fail us either.
Seek ye first. Yes, seek ye first, and you'll have nothing to worry about. And you guys will love this song. It'll take you back to another song, so just listen to the tune in the back, and he'll never lie.
True love never lies.
Never.
True love never lies. True love never lies.
Lie. You want that true love, and if you lie, it's like it's not true. So you got to have one. It goes hand in hand. So you know, you have that true love, but you know it may hurt to say what you have to say, but you'll never lie. Amen.
Right.
Amen, church.
Yeah, man. You know, and when you have one that has truly God in them. You know, you wouldn't want to hurt someone that you love anyway. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't hurt anybody. And so that's, you know, I mean, and that's another way of looking at it as well. I mean, you started us off on that track. So, yeah, man, so that's one way of looking at it as well. Like you were saying, that when we have the love of God in us, man. Why would we want to hurt anybody else? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. This whole show tonight, every show that we do is always based upon love. You know what I'm saying? And so, y'all, I mean, when you have, you know, the love of God, man, you know how God loves you. You know, pay it mm-hmm. forward to somebody else. Just pay it forward to somebody else. You know, that's the way I look at it, you know. And so, I mean, it's beautiful when we can show one another love. Man, that's wonderful. With everything that's going on right now and so much going on, of course, man, I mean, it's very beautiful, man, when we can share the love of God to one another as brothers and sisters, man, for real. Yeah, man, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. What was the song we played before? Love is such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it just all goes hand in hand. It just all goes hand in hand. And this next song is called Love and Joy. So you got to have your love and you have joy. And, of course, you know, I have Lee explain the song because he knows what he wrote about. So it's on you, bruh.
Yeah, man. You know, and remember, you know, and I'm speaking from this standpoint of God reminding us that he is love and joy. And his love will bring us love and joy, peace, comfort. And so this is my way of, you know, of reminding us of that, you know, because he speaks of that in his word, man, that, you know, it says, you know, you keep my mind, y'all keep my mind, keep your mind on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace, man. So he will fill us up, man, with that joy, with that peace, with that love, man. And so it's just a reminder for all of us, man, that he will bring us love. He will bring us joy. He will bring us peace.
Mm-hmm.
Man, all
mm-hmm.
of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right. Love and joy. Let's listen.
Sing like the one. Listening, then I'll dance like no one is watching, and I'll love, oh, I'll love like I've never been hurt. So much joy, so much joy, unspeakable joy. Thank you.
celebrating 9 years, Angie and Lee Austin. And these are the songs that he brings to her.
Yeah.
Yes, love and joy. Yes, yes. Next is Quiet Time, Song of Solomon. You wanted her to say your name, but you didn't know her name, right?
No.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, I had the right woman with the wrong name. That's right,
So, I'm going to play Quiet Time, Song of Solomon, because he wanted her to, you know, say his name. But then after that, I'm going to play I Didn't Know Your Name. So we're going to play. So go ahead and add, how did you come up with the Quiet Time? You got lots of songs with Solomon. I just don't know why you don't sing the whole thing.
Yeah, man, I've heard this for a while. Thank you for playing it. I've heard this for a while.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Quiet Time is basically a moment just for us. You know what I'm saying? No TV, no radio. Nothing, just us. Taking that quality time to spend with one another. And for those of you listening, it's time. You know, maybe it's time for you to get some quiet time. You know what I'm saying? And and that's a part of the relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's quiet time, and it's a song you hear me. Yeah, I love it when you say my name, and can't nobody say it like you said. So, yeah, man, that's all about the quiet time, the intimacy. Yeah, the intimacy. Yeah, man, alone time. Yeah.
What you say? Alone time. And the song is what you say. I can make you put your phone down. So this is that quiet time, Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
It's quiet time to share our hearts.
Yes, it's quiet time.
Just for one moment to define who we are. We embrace the winds of time. I gaze deeply in your eyes, hoping this moment lasts forever.
Quiet time.
Chill with me tonight. Let's make it forever. The moon defines our mood. So perfect for two. The stars came out for me and you. No doubt the love we share is true. Calmly whisper my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. And you softly say my name.
Quiet time.
It's quiet time. The rain falls on the window. The fragrance of your presence fills the room. Anticipation is left in your shadow. And as you reach out to me, you warmly call my name.
Say my name.
It's quiet time. Come over here and hold me. I've been longing for your touch all day. And now the time is here. As your hands touch my face, you captivate me and I melt in your arms.
I'm yours tonight.
Oh, such a beautiful place. Embrace. The moon shows your face, your lips how sweet the taste. Passion in your love, you're all I'm dreaming of. Can you softly say my name?
Say my name, say it.
Ooh, such a beautiful place, such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. And you warmly say my name.
I love it when you say my name.
Such a beautiful place. Such a warm embrace. The moon shows your face. Your lips are sweet, the taste. Passion in your love. You're all I'm dreaming of. Say my name.
I love to hear you say my name.
It's quiet time.
It's quiet time.
Ooh, it's quiet time.
Yeah. It's quiet time.
Oh, it's quiet time. It's quiet time.
Quiet time.
Quiet time. That quiet time. But I still didn't know your name.
Yeah.
And that's the next time. I didn't know your name. Hey, Sally. Sally. Girl, why are you walking away from me? You know I'm talking to you. Sally, girl, don't make me have to come over there. I didn't know your name. Sally, you hear me calling you. You hear me. Girl, turn around. I'm talking to you. You know your name. Turn around, hell. Go ahead and explain that situation. No,
well,
you know
yeah,
what? I'm going to laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is actually a true story, and this song, for those of you listening, is real. This is a real deal here. And I was engineering a concert, and I was producing a concert, and that's where I met her, as a matter of fact. And after it was over with, and we were wrapping up, and putting all the equipment up, and so I thought I'd make my move, and. And I called her somebody else's name, and she walked past me, and she didn't stop. And in my mind, I'm like, why didn't she stop? I'm saying the name, and then but she kept. And I'm like, what is the deal here? So, after talking for a little bit, and she told me that's not my name. So. And I'm like, in my mind, well, you should have stopped anyway because, see what I'm... But, yeah, man, that was a true story. Yeah.
That is... But every time you tell that story, I'll laugh harder and harder. But the thing is, she had her eye on you for the most part, but I didn't know your name, so here we go. I didn't know your name. It's all about love, though.
Hey, lady, can I talk to you? Give me a minute, I'll tell you the truth. And by the way, my name is Lee. God created you, tailor-made for me. I can tell by the way you walk and by the way you talk and what you do. I like how you vibe your profile. I know that it's the Christ in you. And no doubt you're a woman of God and you're a lover of Christ. And after his heart, the Spirit of God moving upon you. The glow love is showing love. I can feel it when I hear you sing. Express your love and the joy he brings. And this is what I have to say. But I hope you won't throw no shade, cause I didn't know your name. You walked on by, had that sparkle in your eyes, yeah. I didn't know your name, but you were the one. Fourth day of November, that's the day that I'll always remember. That's the day that we walked the aisle, and once we were strangers, but look at us now. I have to shout, glory, hallelujah. Girl, I'm glad I come to know ya. Ooh, Lord, have mercy on me. Now Angie belongs to me.
I didn't know your name, but you walked on by. Had that sparkle in your eye. I didn't know your name.
I love it. the next song, I mean, this is like a journey through their meeting, how they love each other, how they accept each other, how this, it's just, you know, 9 years of being together. And I just appreciate that I'm able to be in this little journey of theirs and able to make this day come true for Angie and for Lee.
Oh, said, Miss Inez.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm honored to be here and just to be able to go through the journey. So
yeah.
For the most part, anyway. So for the most part. So this next song is called For the Most Part, and we'll talk about it on the other side. For the Most Part.
Could it be you see the love in me? Can you feel my heart? Was it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, how I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me? You seem so mesmerized. Could it be the way I sing this song, describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real? For the most part, I'll give you my heart, I'll give you all my time, so just relax your mind. For the most part, I'll give you all of me, you can have all my love, I'll love you for free. You see the love in me. Can you feel my heart? Or is it the way I play my guitar? Could it be the way I talk to you? I tell you all my dreams, I want to be with you. Could it be the color of my eyes, the way you look at me, you seem so mesmerized. Now could it be the way I sing this song, describe the way I feel, how much my love is for real. for the most part, I give you my heart, I give you all my time. So just relax your mind, for the most part, I give you all of me. You can have all my love, I love you for free.
Have you written on behalf of Miss Angie? All these
songs? Oh, man, I was count. I got so many. I've lost count. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think I might have to take my insulin shot. My diabetes.
I'm
beautiful songs. It's just, I mean, this is what, you know, people dream of, somebody like you, you know, coming into their life and serenading, singing, writing music. But then you have to have that right person to write those words for. So basically,
yeah,
the both of you together make the music, because without her, you wouldn't have anything to write about, you know, as deep as you do. And without him, he wouldn't have, you know, someone to look at to write the songs for. So I just applaud
yeah.
to you for your 9 years of love.
Thank you. Yeah,
no,
thank you.
Thank
you.
And, you know, it's just the next song is Love's in Your Face. And so, you know, it's just love. It's just you don't get to hear these episodes all that much, you know, in a book or whatever, but being firsthand
yeah.
and
yeah.
being able to, you know, live your life through the music, you know, and everything, it's totally
yeah.
different. And so I like I said, I just applaud the both of you for, you know, I don't know the whole story, the ups and downs, the ins and outs, but whatever it was, looks like you've worked through them. You've like, oh, you know, just kind of brushed them off your shoulders, like, oh, those are or something, those are just bumps in the road, and now look at smooth the road. So, you know, that is just, you know, that's beautiful. So this next song is for the most part. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a worker. You want to describe this song?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, for the most part is
mm-hmm.
basically, my gifts, talents, my
mm-hmm.
attributes, and writing, and could it be, in a sense,
mm-hmm.
these things that I have, as far as, you know, of course, my gift, the mind that I
mm-hmm.
have, and, you know, my looks and all that kind of stuff, you know. But, you know, I wrote this song, you know, to serenade her, you know, like you said, and
mm-hmm.
to
Right.
place a vocal tone on there that would, you know, captivate the listener. And
it's
very simple, but, you know, I wanted to be effective, of course, but, you know,
it
be all these things, you know, and then, you know, but for
mm-hmm.
the most part,
mm-hmm.
I love you for free, meaning unconditional, you know what I'm saying? And so,
Right.
So I, you know, and looking at her and being with her, you know, I can write so many ballads, you know, based on what
mm-hmm,
I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so the people that have been listening a while, you know, I'm not writing about, you know, taking to the mall, to the movie and all that. I believe I'm 50 years old, man. I believe I'm a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit more to it than that.
Past
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To the mall, to the movie, and buy some flowers, and I mean, it's a little bit more to it than that, you know. So, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to be able to express myself as a grown man, you know. And
uh-huh,
so
uh-huh.
That's what I do, and be able to do that, and do it in a way that it's loving, and it's in good taste,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sure that it resonates. And it makes sense, yeah.
make it do what it do, baby, because you know, yeah. Like and earlier when we were, you know, we first were in the meeting state, I said, okay, as long as I could have Lee in the corner, because he's playing the bass, you know, got all his instruments and everything, because she's just going to have to, you know, take me along with the ride. Because, I mean, you know, for women listening and men who are listening, you know, these are the type of people who you want in your life, because it makes your life so much easier. It makes you want to come home. It makes you want to get up in the morning. It makes you want to go to work, you know, for that loved one. It makes you want to do things. Babe, I thought of you today, and I just wanted to call and hear your voice. You know, I just want to hear you breathe. And I brought this flower, you know, it may just be one flower, but, you know, you just, you know, you just beautiful as a flower that I saw today, blah, 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 you know. And all this is in his music, if you just listen. And, you know, and I can see why it's...
And you know what, Ms. Plays, is, he does that.
Go ahead.
He does that.
I bet he does that. You don't have to tell me. I'm sitting on your shoulder right there. I'm that bug on your shoulder. You think I'm not around, but I see.
And
you know,
I send him messages on the phone, too. And, you know, we just we just do that kind of stuff.
Because you love each other. And it's, I mean, it's so heartfelt. It's, you know, that it's, you can cut it with a knife. It's just so thick and so like a good old double Dutch chocolate cake. And it's just like, it's so sumptuous, you know. But I mean, you know, and that's the feel good that you want, because it's like that's the kind of marriage that you want to get to or arrive at or strive for something. You know, you have all these people out there, you know, I don't love you no more. Forget till death do us part. I'm going to kill you. It's like, oh, what happened to you? You love me this, you love me that. Now look at you. You can't stand me. You can't stand looking at my face and hear you singing about songs. I love looking in your face. I didn't call you the right name, but I still love you, you know. And for the most part, you know, love is such a beautiful thing. You have someone to write these songs for and about. And that makes, I mean, I'd probably stay in the studio 24/7 if I had somebody like Angie to write a song for, because she's just that type of person, you know. And so you have a goal. You have like, okay, I don't mind working hard for this woman. Just like my father, my mama never worked. She had five kids. She had us little, I won't say heathens, and can't say we're bad kids because we weren't bad kids, but anyway, you know, and he loved her. He loved her. She passed before he did, you know, and he never got married after, you know, because he loved her. That was the woman, that was the love of his life. And, you know, that's what you do. You work for that woman. You love that woman. You love those children that she gave you. You love the life that you live because you love her, you know, and you know, no, we don't take our vows as serious as we need to till death do us part. What's death? You know, I don't love you anymore. I love is dead, but you know, sometimes you got to work through that because it's a business.
Yeah.
It's a partnership. Mm-hmm. It's not 50-50, it's 100-100, you know, you put in 100%, you put in 100%, you know, then you got 200%. So, you know, it's just there. It's just, you can feel it. I mean, when I do these shows at night and stuff, it just makes me feel good. It's like, I don't want this just any man. I want a man who's going to love me like he loves her, you know. Then I can play these songs. Did you hear the song he played? Oh, you know, for the most part, or Cupid. And, oh, you know, they probably get tired of me playing the songs. Because they are real true love songs. Don't laugh.
And you know, the one thing that helps is that and I talk to some, you know, guys sometime, and I try to explain to them is that, you know, don't be so predictable all the time. You know, sometimes when you get down there getting a box of candy and some flowers, you know, this day you're doing this and that. I mean, you know, give a rose just because. Bring us something just because. You know, stop waiting to count the days.
Let them play.
You know what I'm saying? It's the predictability. I don't even know if that's a word. Is predictability a word? Anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm gully. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it is today.
Yeah.
So we had the predictability. Wow, man. But anyway, stop being so predictable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, the I believe a lot of people wait, you know, especially on Valentine's Day. I mean, come on, y'all. I mean, that's so predictable.
That's just one day.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, come home with a bouquet of roses or something just because. No particular reason or whatever, just because I just want to give you these flowers. I was thinking about you today.
While
and I
alive.
Love you and I appreciate what you're doing around here, this and that and the blah, blah, blah. You know, get up in the morning, man. Hey, I made you some breakfast. I made you some of this and that and the blah, blah, blah. You know, just kind of kick back for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, do something that's not predictable all the time. You know,
right,
a lot
right.
of times that helps. You know, and I was telling some cats one time on the job, I said, you know, I don't boss her around. She don't boss me around.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I can be the boss without being bossed. I can be the boss without being bossy. And they say, how you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I treat her the way I'm supposed to treat her. And she ain't got then when you do that, she ain't gonna have no problem fixing your favorite meal of the day. You come home, you got a real fancy style dinner set for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right.
and all the chill, man. I'm saying these kind of little things, you know what I'm saying? Because when you treat her right, you know, you ain't got to walk around the house barking. You ain't got to do all that. Just treat her
right,
and she ain't going to have a problem doing it for you. Am I right, baby? Am I on it?
That's right.
All right, man. Tell me out here. Yeah, man, yeah. So, y'all, don't be so predictable all the time. Yeah, man, that takes the spice out of everything.
Right.
You're predictable. Yeah, man.
I can set
surprise
my watch
every
right
once
here.
In a while.
Right. You know, I know he's coming at this time. I know what he's going to do when he gets here. I know what he wants. He wants a beer from the refrigerator. No, change up. Do something different. You know, do something different, men, women.
Yeah.
You know, make some spice in life. You know, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, man.
That's all I got to say. The next song is called Love's in Your Face, and I can imagine what this song you have to say about. Go ahead and talk about this song, Mr. Lee Austin, because I can imagine Love's in Your Face, because it's everywhere,
well, you know.
All in, up and down the road, and everywhere else. Go ahead, talk about it. No, go ahead.
Love's in your face. You know, when you look at when you look at your loved one and you can see that glow and that countenance, and the way they look at you and their eyes are smiling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The eyes seem like they're smiling and, you know, and everything's just in its proper place with the smile and with the whole glow of it all. You know, that's love, man. That's love in your face. That's love in your face. That's
the
what it is. So next time you look at her, y'all, you know, hey, man, that's love in your face. Girl, that's the love in your face.
I've heard him. You know, because when she looks at you, she sees the same thing, that glow, that countenance. You know, not just him and her. It's
that's
a whole package. Y'all just be glowing together. It's like, oh, did you see the Austins? They just the epitome of love. They just be glowing. They look like two angels, two little cherubs just coming out the car.
And he was looking at me earlier today like that, and I was looking at him, and he just started smiling.
See that? See? I'm just done with y'all. But I love it. I just love it because it makes me smile knowing that there is true love, you know, out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that it is real, you know, that you guys aren't putting on a play.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, you know, it's just nice to know that there is, are people out there that do this and that want that true love and that they don't mind working for it, toward it, through it, about it, around it, and everything else because they want to keep it. They know what they have. They don't want to lose what they have. They don't want to have to start from square one. It's like, oh, Lord. Now the girl, I didn't know her name. I got the girl who I was calling Sally. I guess I got to go find Sally and try to, you know, court her.
Yeah.
You got If you have the perfect person that God gave you, and so he teaches you, he leads you how to treat her. He leads her how to treat you. And so it's just like it just comes like two puzzle pieces that fit perfectly together. So, you know, whatever you have together, keep it. Keep exuding it. Keep doing the things that you do. I'm fitting to play Love's in Your Face because we still got some songs that we got to get to. We got to get the concepts. We got the soliloquy. We got some things we got to go through. So here's Love's in Your Face.
You remind me of a quiet storm, so smooth and warm. You soothe my soul, my heart you hold. You remind me of a song I used to sing, so familiar to me. A sweet melody in any key. You remind me of the stars in the sky, when moonbeams shine, I see the sparkle in your eyes. You remind me of the water so blue, like deep rivers flowing. I pour my love into you, trust in me. They'll come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey. Ain't no time to waste. Love's all in your face. You remind me of a red rose in bloom, the color of love. It's me and you. You remind me of a precious jewel so fair, priceless pearl. I'm so glad you're my girl. You remind me of unconditional love. You're like an angel from heaven above. Trust in me, I trust in you. We'll build our dreams. Without faith, they will come true. Hold my hand while we take this journey.
Yes, it is. All in your face. All wrapped up in your face.
That's right.
Mm-mm-mm. Yes, it is. Love's in your face. It's in your continence. It's in everything about you. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
This next song, Miss Angie, I call her Miss Angie Lisa. Miss Angie, she loves this one. It's the Chill Zone. The Song of Solomon 4:16. See, I told you she liked the song. And like I said, if he wrote everything about the Song of Solomon, we got a few other things to get through. We got this one, then the next one is the soliloquy, and she said, and then the Song of Solomon concepts, this is what she said. And so we're going to get to those songs because we still got a few more minutes. And so Song of Solomon, Chill Zone. So y'all get your chill pills out as we chillaxing to the Chill Zone, Song of Solomon 4:16.
Thank you. chill. Yeah. Your vibe. Your ambiance. Your aura. Girl, I love your chill.
Why do you love this song so much?
I like the vibe, the tempo, the music, the style. It's just nice.
Mm-hmm. It's just a nice chill song. It's just, you know,
and
I love your chill.
My honey is singing it. So.
Oh goodness, she had to go there, huh? But it is. I mean, you know, it's, and I can understand why you like it because of, it's just, I like the, I don't even know all the instruments that are being played, but it's just, you know, everything that he does, he plays, he's a multi-instrumentalist. I mean, he's done, you know, movie scores, he's done everything. So there's nothing he can't do. So, you know, he just takes you to your little chill zone. And how often do you, I know you probably have a playlist of songs that you love of his, which is probably 950,000 songs, but, you know, which one's your favorite song? Or one of your,
out of all of them?
Name your top three. Okay, say, name the top three of your favorite, or name the top five of those, your favorite songs.
Oh, there are, I have so many, but, I mean, just to name a few, Chill Zone. I like Bass Pop. You know, Love's in Your Face for the most part. Basically all of the love songs.
See there, that's because he loves you. So hey, if you didn't say all the love songs, I was gonna have to say, we need to talk after the show, girlfriend.
All of them, all the songs on my list. Yeah,
right,
all of the
right,
songs
right.
on my list, but the love songs, yeah, those are really, really, really nice.
And Lee, I have to confess, she said, "Ooh, I don't have that song. Which song is that one?" I was like, "Oh, you don't have a song I have? Oh my goodness, I feel so." But we were trying to make a list and trying to come up with some songs and things and everything. So it's like, okay, what songs do you want? So she gave me the songs that she wanted, and I said, she says, I have a playlist. I said, oh, okay. I have a playlist. She says, oh, I don't have that song. I said,
yeah, I'm
going to
walk through the house. She would have a playlist going while she was doing her exercises or whatever she's doing around the house. You know, she would have a playlist going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man,
oh,
yeah.
See there.
Yes, her playlist
but
is long.
But she has you. What she need a playlist for?
Yeah.
I have the, what is the thing called, honey? I have in the car plan.
The flash drive, the iPod, the
the flash drive. He made me a flash drive, so I'm listening to it while I'm driving too.
Girl, and it's so funny because I said, well, you know, you can go to n1m.com/Leoff, and she says, LOL. I guess I could, huh?
Yeah, sometimes I go on there too.
It was so funny. I said, yeah, I got songs. You don't have? I was like, okay.
Well, at one time I did, but some of my songs got erased off my playlist for whatever reason.
Okay.
But I have had those on either on a CD or a cassette or something before. So, yeah, I've had them all. Mm-hmm.
See there? See? But you have him. So what you need is flash drive.
Yeah, I
mean, can you hum me this song? Yeah, the
original
name.
I tell them all the time. I say, honey, you the man.
You the man. You the original OG. You the original OG.
Yes,
I had to go
ma'am.
There, girlfriend. But these next two songs I'm playing is the Song of Solomon Soliloquy, and She Said, and then we have, what do you call it, the comeback with the Song of Solomon Concert. This is what she said. So I'm going to play those two together, and we can talk about them after. Okay. Yes, she said. Yes, she did.
Delightful is your love, my sister, my bride. How much more pleasing is your love than wine, and the fragrance of your perfume than any spice. Your lips drop sweetness as the honeycomb, my bride. Milk and honey are under your tongue. The fragrance of your garments is like that of Lebanon. And she said,
And this is what she said.
Speak what's on your mind.
Could it be my smooth vocal tones? Could it be the way I play this guitar for you?
Speak what's on your mind.
Could it be? Could it be the way my eye color looks? I don't know, but I know you're gonna tell me, right?
Yeah. Speak to the one I love. Throughout the day, I occasionally pause in my mind to think about the one I love. As my mind scans you, I can remember your makeup from head to toe and find myself with a smile on my face. A brilliant mind, good character, and dedicated heart beyond comparing to any that I know. From the locks in your hair to the soles of your feet that put in miles every day, the color of your skin, the lines and curves of your face, which produce handsome eyes, a perfect nose and sexy lips, your salt and pepper beard that makes you very distinguished. Whether clothed or in your birthday suit, your broad shoulders, handsome figure, sexy thighs, and everything else between turns me on every time I look at you. All of these things and more attract me to you. You are one of a kind. You make me smile with shyness, glow with happiness, and love like never before. You are the highlight of all of my days, and I'm so happy that you are near me, together and apart. Only I can see your beauty inside and out. You are the one I love.
Speak what's on your mind. Yeah. Say what you need to say. Go ahead.
Speak what's on your mind.
Speak your mind. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm listening. I'm hearing. Yeah.
Speak.
So it's my Gullah Soul style. Because I'm a Gullah child. Yeah. And I know now. Groove, you know what I'm saying? I know this. Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead and speak your mind. Tell me what's on your heart. Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. Your vibe is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. Speak what's on your mind. Go ahead, tell me. Yeah.
Speak what's on your mind.
On your mind. Let's start with, and she said, please.
Yeah, and she said, you know, was basically
yeah.
a a song based upon, of course, a Song of Solomon, from chapter mm-hmm. 4, as a matter of fact. And so in that particular piece, you know, I'm doing the monologue, of course, and
right.
basically I'm leaving what she said up to the listener. And so you can just imagine after everything that I said in that particular piece, I leave that open to the listener.
Okay.
Of course, in the follow-up, and this is what she said, you know, I'm giving the listener a very clear understanding about what she said. That was a poem taken that she had wrote for my birthday, and so I figured,
mm-hmm.
Why not share it with the world, you know, and put it in a platform. This is what she said, so I used that as the answer for the first piece.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And that's what she said. She responded back.
Yeah.
You know, I like the way you look. I can tell locks of your hair, the curve, the smile, this and that. So you can almost see what he looks like. If you haven't seen him, go to n1m.com/Lee Alston. You can take a peek of, okay, when you play that song, you can see her describe everything about him. That's a woman who pays close attention to the one she loves. I mean, you can just almost close your eyes and just imagine, you know, the gray in his beard, you know, his lips, you know, even though you may not know the shape of his lips, but you know, his countenance. As you said, countenance is not countenance, his countenance. So, you know, it's just wonderful. Just nice to know that someone pays that much attention to their loved one. You know, so if she ever had to do a sketch, you know, for a sketch artist, she could do it. You know, okay. His forehead's about 4 inches away from his top eyebrow, and this is where this lock comes down right across his face, and then his little goatee is about here, about a half inch long. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, she can do it to the T because she pays that much attention to him. He doesn't have to say anything, but she just watches what he does, you know, and then he looks at her and she looks at him, and that's all done. So we're done with that. So the next part is what makes you beautiful. So I'm just going to say that's what makes you beautiful, because you both pay attention to each other. So our next song is What Makes You Beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people.
Makes you beautiful is the way you show unconditional love. Over and over you prove your love for me. What makes you beautiful is the God that shows up in you, and the way you glorify His holy name. So it's reviving again. You truly encourage my heart. What makes you so beautiful? It's the smile upon your face. You radiate, telling the story from your soul. What makes you beautiful? It is the way say hello to me, so genuine love from your heart. What makes you beautiful is the way you give of yourself so unselfishly. Yes, it's the Christ in you I see. What makes you so love of God wholeheartedly.
let the glow love show. I thank you for your friendship. I appreciate you. Yeah. It's all the beauty of love. Yeah. That's what the world needs right now. We just need to show more love to one another.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. It's time for healing right now. Yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. It's time for healing right now. Show some love. Let's show some love. Let the glow love show. Let it show.
Y'all want to wish the couple happy anniversary? That number is 516-418-5857. What makes you beautiful? Now it's time for none other than shout outs. Y'all have anything you want to shout out today?
Hey, do you have anything to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I just want to say I enjoyed the show. Thank you, Ms. Inez, for helping me with this.
You are welcome.
I love my husband dearly. He means everything to me. And I'm just glad, you know, I could share 9 years with him, and hopefully we'll share 9 plus 9 plus 9, 9, 9 more.
And thank infinity, for there you are, beyond. Yes, yes. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for these 9 years, and I appreciate you. I love you much, and I'm hoping that we'll be able to share many more. And, you know, to Ms. Inez, they're putting the show together on tonight, and for all of you listening on tonight.
Hello.
And tuning in wherever you are, wherever your time zone is, you know, I'm very appreciative of that. And, and if you want to listen to more of these songs, of course, you always go to numberonemusic.com, Lee Austin, Gullah Soul Music, and you can listen to all of these songs, and the ones that we didn't get to play, you'll see them on there, you'll hear them on there. So I just want to once again say thank you to all of you for tuning in and for putting me on your playlist as a part of your music library. I appreciate that very much. Thank y'all. Much love. Yeah, man.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's take them to 500,000, 500,000. We're not far from that. We're at 2,900.
Yeah.
No, yeah, 390,000. So about another 110K. And you all, you can have him preview his views, at least 15,000 a week. So I think he'll make it by the end of the year. So
yeah,
I don't know, we'll have a celebration of some sort. I don't know what we'll do, but we're gonna do something. We are going to do something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to have to celebrate good times. Come on. But we're going to, you know, pop the champagne, the champipple, whatever. What did Red Fox say? The champagne and ripple.
Yeah, champagne.
So we want you to raise your glass this evening to this lovely couple, the Austins, Lee and Angie Austin, for 9 years of wonderful marriage. As we continue to play, the next song is called "The Wedding Dance." And then we have a couple more songs after that, and we're going to help them continue to celebrate the wedding dance.
Yeah.
We'll dance in the moonlight. The stars are out tonight. Look in our eyes. You see we're in love.
Dance for me, I'll dance for you. Tell me what you want, there's nothing I won't do. But I want you close, vibe in my zone. Hold me tight, and let your soul just flow. We've got something here, words can't explain. Love is overdue, I know with you it's true. Yes, you're my lady, and I'm your man. Our hearts join as one in the master's plan.
Yeah, it's spiritual. I can see every time we walk, every time we talk. When I'm with you, everything we do, your vibe is cool.
As the night is young, embrace each other till the morning comes. There's so much I have in store. When the morning comes, we'll dance some more. It is all for me. Give me all you have. I'm ready to receive. Dancing with you all night long. A heart beat an endless song. We got something here. Words can't explain. Love is overdue. I know with you it's true. Yes, you're my lady. And I'm your man. Our hearts join as one. We're in the master's plan. Yeah, it's spiritual. I can see every time we walk, every time we talk. When I'm with you, everything we do, your vibe is cool. Let's dance, the night is young. Embrace each other till the morning comes. There's so much I have in store. When the morning comes, we'll dance some more. Yeah.
You play the night of the wedding, week, and
no, I don't think we did.
You didn't have a special song for her?
Huh?
Me? You didn't have a special song for her, the night of the wedding?
No, just it was just the whole
no.
Atmosphere, the vibe was, you know, I'm not, you know, people that know me personally, they know I'm not that traditional type of cat that does everything everybody
mm-hmm.
would do,
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So I'm always one, I just kind of go with what I'm feeling, and so, yeah, man, I'm not the traditional guy at all, so, nah, it just, you know, it was just, the minister and us, and the
mm-hmm.
I had music going on in my head, so in my heart, so it didn't
okay.
really, you know, that was enough for me right there. So yeah, but it's all good, you know. So it's like you know, because I can make up a song, I can create a song, and then, you know, I get inspiration and come up with something else,
right.
and come up with this and that. So yeah, so you know, basically, I have a song in my heart, you know, that really is maybe not on paper or not
mm-hmm.
not published,
mm-hmm.
but it's something spiritual going on all the time. So yeah, man. So that's my that's my wedding song right there. You know,
okay,
so
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I go for that Mr. Untraditional.
Yeah.
I can go for that. I can
yeah,
go. Well, I mean, you have music, you know, you've been doing this music for what, for 30 years or close to 30
yeah,
years?
30
now,
years.
Over 30
uh-huh.
years. See?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just carry music in your head, in your heart, in your feet, in
yeah.
your hands, just... You know, I'm surprised, you know, you don't have, when you walk, you don't have those tunes, you know, just, you know, the notes just playing when you walk, just around you. Like
yeah, my, yeah, like a soundtrack, yeah, man.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
theme song.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. There you
yeah,
go. It's like, you know, Mr. Music Man, Mr. OG Music Man. Yes, sir, that's the
yeah.
thing. And this next song, as he was talking about Rocking Me, it's called Rock Me Calm and Easy. And this, I'm going to play and then I'm going to let them explain Rock Me Calm and Easy, but I think it's self-explanatory, but here you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rock me easy, calm
love
me easy.
Embrace me, I'm safe in your arms.
Rock me.
Love me, embrace me, I'm safe in your arms.
It ain't nothing wrong, serenade me with a song. Darling, it's okay to sing to me all night and day. Love is the perfect key, I got joy all over me. I'm yours, it's alright, you're my wife. Hold me tight, she pulls me near. Whispers in my ear, I thank the Lord above for blessing us, for joining us. And I found in you a love that's oh so true. I love you forever, no matter what we go through. Yeah.
Rock me, calm me, easy.
Oh
love
yeah.
Me, embrace.
Yeah yeah.
I'm safe in your arms.
Come on and rock me.
Embrace me, I'm safe in your arms.
Rock me, calm me,
calm me,
I have a on the other side. I have a home on the other side. So you have each other.
Right.
So home, you know. You got each other.
I just flipped it, put it I just flipped it, put it in this format. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I can read you. I can read you, you know, so if she ever got out of hand, which I know she won't, so I'm not worried about that. I can I could always fill in. You know, I'm just messing. But no, I mean, this has been a wonderful night, and I just, like I say, I appreciate being able to be part of this time with you all, and it's just been nice being able to kind of take everybody who's listening down this journey, and you know, for the listeners who call in all the time, we have Miss Rhonda, she's out there, she's listening. As she's working in the background, and we also had, and she's in Maryland, and then we had Reverend Bobby Jackson. He was listening earlier, but then he cut off the line. His birthday was this past week, so he wishes you a happy anniversary as well. So we have listeners out there who call in and say, you know, say happy anniversary and so on and so forth. So blessings to the both of you. Because I know y'all don't live until infinity and beyond, so I'm not worried about that. So this next song that I have is Hopefully You Will and Not Maybe, maybe after the show, but it's called Maybe. So it's a nice slow song, and I know some of these songs he hasn't heard in a while, so hopefully I'm catching him up on some songs he hasn't heard, so. Bring him back some memories and things, you know, because he's a busy man. You know, he's got to keep that music going and keep Miss Lady happy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he don't have time to listen to everything. But we appreciate him and his music, his Gullah Soul music. So here's Maybe.
Maybe I'll sing you a song. Then maybe you can sing along as we sing songs about love. Sweet love, then maybe after this show we can vibe to the radio.
Maybe.
And share with you what I'm thinking of. Maybe we could take the time to get some peace of mind. So let's take a trip around the world. Life is so beautiful. I embrace every moment. I'm blessed to see. To God, I'm so grateful. To Him giving you to me. Maybe you'll think of me. I think of you as we look at the moon. We can let our minds be free as we hold hands under a tree and vibe to a romantic tune. Our lives are so beautiful. Moment, I'm blessed to see, and to God, I'm so grateful, to Him giving you to me. Maybe I'll whisper sweet nothings in your ear.
Would you like that? I know you would.
And just maybe, maybe we'll take a long walk
Look at the stars in the sky. Yeah, yeah. Baby, I'll gaze into your eyes, then kiss you softly.
Yeah, I know you would love that.
Maybe, maybe I'll get the moon, talk to you. Maybe,
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Are there any other words you all like to say before we close out this evening's anniversary show?
I'm just happy to be Hello? Part of the show.
Sister girlfriend,
thank you again, Miss Amir.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the collab, as we would say. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you that we could pull off the surprise. Because he called me today and was like, I got to keep my mouth shut, got to keep my mouth shut. I hope he doesn't ask me what we're going to do tonight. Hope he doesn't ask me what we're going to do tonight. So thank you. We just call, what are you going to do that? Oh, I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I'll think of something. So I'm so glad he did not ask. Oh, yeah, we love is such a beautiful thing. It's like that kind of just set the whole tone. So that was a good thing. So I'm glad that you were able to do that. Glad you were able to do that.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything else that you all have to say?
I just want to say thank y'all again putting this show together. Yeah, y'all really surprised me. Mm-hmm. I'm very surprised. Thank y'all for putting on such a great, fabulous show tonight. And once again, you know, I thank my wife for 9 years for. Mm-hmm.
For
love and appreciation. Appreciate that. And for everybody out there, you know, let's just be kind to one another and, you know, and try to love one another. You know what I'm saying? And let's try to get along with one another for real. And let's get back to living again. And thank you, Ms. Inez, once again, for all you do.
Thank you.
For helping
you
put these shows
welcome.
Together. And once again, thanking all of the listeners out there for your thoughts on tonight and and everything. I just want to appreciate y'all for that. And hopefully next week, same time, we'll be back again sharing some more love.
Yes.
So until then, God bless y'all. Much love. I really appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we have just been shown love and how to keep it for a lifetime from the vault. Straight from the man himself, Lee Alston, and you're listening to Confessions in the Background, and you know we have to confess, profess your love to one another. So thank you, Lee and Angie, Gosol Music, for allowing us to share your 9th anniversary with you, and for coming to us from the heart from Freeport, Texas, to our minds, to our worldwide listeners. Again, welcome China, Japan, and Korea for accepting Lee Alston overseas and listening to The Vault. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs, and I'm leaving you with tears, hopefully. Lee, this is a show brought you to tears, and happy anniversary to you and Angie.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are so welcome to the both of you. Yes, sir.
Hold back my tears. Just
divine reality. Love flows endlessly within my heart. The fire in your eyes can see what I truly feel. I can't let anyone tear us apart over and over again. And I'm so grateful, I feel so blessed, because you gave me life, the opportunity to revive my soul, and gave me life above me.
For the Road, which was number one on n1m.com/LeeAustin, Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City, but we know there's plenty of love in Lee's heart and Andy's heart, but this is For the Road. Ain't No Love in the Heart of the City. Let's see if we can't make it number one again this week. Yeah, man.
Thank you. give me strength, help me to be strong. Hold my hand, ain't no love, and my poor child is gone. Yeah.
In the heart of the city, show love when we can. We all need to make a change.
Daddy tried to be all he can, working till the sun go down and moving like Superman. Come on brothers, we can't make it unless we try. Feet don't fail me now, I ain't got time to cry.
In the heart of the city, show love when we can. In the heart of the city, we all need to make a change.
Hey world, when you look at me, tell me what do you see? Is there a possibility that our minds can be free? Pray for me, I'll pray for you. Let's give love a try. Lord, wipe the tears from my eyes.
Again, thank you for joining us, and happy anniversary, Leah and Angie Austin.
Yeah, man.
On the Gullah Strength.